Let's go through an example. So we have a property that's worth $360,000. They owe $150,000. They have a 3% loan, 30-year amortization. Their payment's $801 a month, principal and interest.
Good for them.
I know, right?
Payment.
Yeah, it's a good payment.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to the Creative Financing Podcast. I'm Nicole Kamanjian. I'm here with Cody Richard and the host of this show, Jeff Rappaport. This is episode 258, and today we're doing our last part, part four, all about wraps. Before we get started, I wanted to mention some of our resources. If you're looking for a mentor, visit roimentors.com to learn more about Jeff's apprentice program and the Creative Financing Academy. For networking and questions, make sure you join the Creative Financing Podcast community in Facebook. The second Thursday of every month, don't miss Jeff's free creative financing class on Zoom. If you're local to the Salt Lake area, we host an in-person meetup at Club 90 in Sandy, Utah. Details in the description below.
All right. Well, welcome back. We're on our part four of All About Wraps. And this will be my favorite episode because we can show some differences, how we can use wraps in a couple of different ways. So let's go through an example. So we have a property that's worth $360,000. They owe $150,000. They have a 3% loan, 30-year amortization. Their payment's $801 a month, principal and interest.
Good for condition. Them.
What's that?
But good for them.
I know,
for
right? Yeah, it's a good payment. This property would rent for $2,300, maybe even a little bit more. They're asking $330,000, and their taxes are pretty low, $2,245, and I just estimated insurance will be around $100. So
per month?
Yeah, per month.
Okay.
It's probably even a little more, but all right. Okay, so let's think about this for a second. We can use an exact wrap and a second note or one note, right? So I mentioned that in the last episode. So we're going to use both and see why we would use one or the other, or how we might be able to use them. Okay. So I did these offers aren't, I just put them together for, this is case study sake, right? I'm not saying this is a great deal or anything. I'm just telling you. Okay. So purchase price, $330,000. Down payment, $14,000. Okay, exact wrap for $150,000 and the $801 a month payment. So I think this goes back to what you were asking last episode, Cody, is would $150,000 at 3% really be the $801? I doubt it. Because this has been paid down, right? So this is the exact wrap. We want what it is now, okay?
Okay.
Okay, now we're creating a second note. And remember, it's truly like the third note. For seller's equity, which is $166,000. The way I figured that out, purchase price, $330,000 minus the down payment, minus the underlying loan, okay? That's what's left over. Okay, interest. So now we're talking about interest just on this note, right?
Because we already second note.
Right. Okay. We already have the 150. We already have an interest rate. We already have a payment, okay? So I'm offering 3.35%. Why? I liked where the payment was. We could play around with this quite a bit. We could play around with how many years it's amortized. We could do one of my hybrid interest rate scenarios. We could do principal only. We could do anything that makes sense here that we think the seller would make sense for the seller. Okay. The term, 12 years. And when I say that on this note, and this one, okay? So,
okay.
Okay, balloon payment. And this is literally how I would write this up, which is the remaining balance on the underlying loan. Because I don't know exactly where we're at on it, and I don't know where it will put me exactly in 12 years. So whatever
it shouldn't really matter. It shouldn't really matter to them, right? No. Because it's just paying off what's already owed on that.
Yeah, it won't.
Okay.
And then the balance of the balloon is $118,548 on the note to the seller for the equity. And I'll show you really quickly. It was super easy how to figure it out. We just put in 166 at 3.35 for 30 years. Solve for this, 731. And then if we just looked at month 144, it would be, they came up with 118,549. We're off by, a buck. Mm-hmm. So super easy to do.
And Jeff is using noteunlimited.com. It gives you the full amortization table once you plug it into the calculator. Pretty cool website.
Yeah, and free. So
and free.
All right.
We like free.
Yeah. Pretty much I think all our listeners like free, right?
Yeah. So,
all right. So this is first, right? So I could easily do something like this where I maintain the seller's equity in a separate note, right? If I would have done no payments, no interest, all due in 12 years, they'd still be owed $166,000 in 12 mm-hmm. years, okay? That's the benefit of doing an exact wrap and then a second note.
Makes sense.
Okay, so let's look at offer number two. Okay, this could be exactly the same numbers even if I wanted to, but purchase price, $335,000. Okay, down payment, $20,000. Wraparound mortgage, right, for 200, that's wrong. This would be
315?
Correct.
Okay.
315. Now I wonder if I screwed up all my payments too.
Uh-oh.
Probably did. Let's see really quick. 315.
We're going to do some math on the fly here.
Math on the fly. 14. Nope. That's right. 15 years. 200. Yep. I just put in the wrong number. Okay.
There we go.
So here we go. Now we have one mortgage, right? One new note, but it's encompassing the underlying debt, which was $150,000, right? And the balance of the seller's equity, which is a little like around 160, 165, right? Okay. And now I'm creating an interest rate more than what we were offering before, right?
Yeah.
For 30 years.
3.75 now.
Yep. Payment is 1458 principal and interest. Did a 15-year term. And then now we can figure out exactly what our balloon payment is, right? Because we know, well, we created all the terms of this particular note. And we don't, whatever the underlying debt is now this will cover it when this gets paid off, because the underlying debt was less, right? Less interest, further along in the amortization schedule, so it will be less than this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in this example we're only creating one note, and the wraps around the seller's underlying note and seller's equity. Okay, things to think about here, and we're going to look at this analysis in 1 second, is the payment, the interest, and in reality, well, let's just go to this slide. Okay, so let's compare what can happen here. Okay, so by using an exact wrap and a second note, you can isolate that seller's equity. So if you're trying to maintain that equity, you can do so by creating two notes. When I say maintain it, doesn't mean that you're trying to make sure that they get all of it somewhere down the road. It means that I'm going to either, if I offered principal only payments, right, they're getting all of their equity, but I might be reducing that balance over each month that I make a payment. If I offer them interest payments, that, yes, it's also going to pay down, but they're going to make additional money on top of it, right? So we're isolating their equity one way, however we want to do it, okay? By using the OneNote, we're working on basically principal pay down, because we're taking their equity and their underlying note, and we're wrapping it into what we want, okay? So even though it's a little higher interest rate, it's now principal pay down on the entire balance, right? So
I thought it was interesting that the payment was lower on the second one, the total payment.
Right.
I was surprised. I thought it would be higher than when you split it up.
We can play around with those numbers so that we can get to where we want, or we can get it to what the seller needs, right? Mm-hmm. So understanding how to manipulate the different offers and be able to do either or a combination of the two is going to get you a lot more deals accepted and a lot more deals that work, right? I think a lot of investors don't realize that they can create a note, right? Like, and I can separate out notes and I can deal with them in different ways, right? So someone posted something. I can't remember if it was in the Creative Financing podcast or if it was in our apprentice group yesterday. And it was about some deal structuring. And it was truly a bad deal, right? Like, I think the price was $589, and you know, she thinks it's only going to rent for $2,400 a month. And,
oh wow!
And it's like that is a bad cash flowing property, yeah. Right? She was trying to figure out how to make it a cash flowing property, and I said, "Look, there's some things that you can do, but sometimes it's just not a good cash flowing property." And one of the things that I do is, all right, what if I made principal-only payments for 3 years, reduced the balance, and then started paying interest after 3 years on a reduced balance? That way, the seller gets their price, can actually get interest on the property. Maybe, in this case, it wasn't going to work, but maybe allows me to get to a payment where it makes sense, so it'll cash flow for me. So understanding how you can break things up like that is very powerful. Okay. Try to determine where the underlying loan is in the amortization schedule, right? Because, hey, in that first example, hey, if we're 15 years in, maybe $350 or $400 of that eight is going toward principal, or maybe it's newer and it's like $150 is going toward principal. With structuring OneNote, we know how much is going toward principal every month, and we can structure it how we want it to be in a lot of cases. But understanding what's going on with that underlying loan is helpful. Both strategies work, and it's not uncommon for me to use both strategies as maybe one a short-term or shorter-term kind of offer, and then one is a longer term offer. And I don't really care which one they take. It doesn't really matter. There's advantages to either or, but it's about having the flexibility to cater to one, to the seller's needs, so that you can get an accepted agreement and then still be able to make it work however you're planning on making it work. So this is what you were talking about, Cody. An offer one, the total payment's $1,532. The total payment in offer two is $1,458. We don't know exactly what the balloon payment will be on this one, but what we want to be sure of is that we are left in a place that is a good place, right? So if right now we're dealing in rising, semi-rising interest rates and declining prices. So if I was to do a 3 or 5 year term, and I'm not quite sure where I'm going to end up with the balloon payment, I'd be a little concerned that in that time frame that I might not be at a point where I could refinance without bringing more money to the table, or that higher interest rates may create cash flow issues. So I want to know where my balloon's going to be. And so I better get a pretty decent idea of how fast that underlying note is paying down.
Yep, to have the two options where, I mean, in option two, you may get a little bit more cash flow month over month, but offer one, you may get way more principal pay down.
That's right.
You get more equity built up over time. So
that's
it's,
right.
Yeah, it's interesting just to have the extra option in your tool belt to figure out what would work best.
Yep. As far as the seller goes, more than likely the seller is going to net more in offer one, right? Because we've isolated that equity and we're paying interest on that equity, right? So on offer two, we're lumping the equity with the underlying payment. It's almost like a blended kind of rate, right? Mm-hmm. So I was going to figure all that out and I'm like, I'm not going to do that. This one, we definitely know where the balloon payment will be at the end of the term. And we know that the seller is making a spread, right? Because there was a 3% interest and we're now paying 3.75. But mm-hmm. More than likely, the seller will net less on this one than this one. And sometimes that's super important, sometimes not that important. And my guess is as equity becomes less and less of an issue, where debt relief could become more of an issue, that you'll use this one, option one, the exact wrap mm-hmm. with a second, to say, look, I'll pay your equity, but I can't make payments and I can't pay you any interest. And I'll pay you when I sell the property 5 years, 7, 10 years down the road. And if they're okay waiting, then that would be a perfect solution, right? That a lot of times if you can give someone their equity, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $100,000, not make any payment on it, that makes your payment a lot better. And you've got some room to work with. Typically when they're asking top price, then I'll probably do one note and encompass it all, offer some kind of rate. Sometimes they get it like, well, you're only offering 2.5 and I'm paying 4.5. And I'm like, do you want me to pay 4.5? Because I can, but now the price is going to have to change, right? So I don't mind having conversations about interest rates. To me, that's the easiest one to overcome. But the goal really is to provide solutions to sellers that will make us money, right? That we can go do something with where it can generate income for us. That is our conclusion on wraps. But hopefully you have a little better understanding of one, what it is, how it can work, some different ways that you can use to structure it. Any final questions or thoughts from either of you?
Yeah, for me, it was really helpful to learn about the exact wrap plus adding a second, because I've seen you do that. I've heard a little bit about it, but I haven't done it myself. So it was cool to see more examples and go more in depth. So definitely helpful, and I appreciate that.
No problem. Nicole, are your head spinning, or are you okay there?
It's spinning a little bit, but this was good. I learned a lot on these four episodes because I haven't really experienced a lot of wraps. So this was lots of learning for me.
Yeah, well, you will be, because everyone that isn't free and clear, guess what? More than likely will be a wrap, or the vast majority of them will be. So, all right. Well, thank you both. Appreciate it. Hopefully all our listeners enjoyed learning about wraps, and we'll see you next time. Go out and create some terms.